Today is the day in the church known as Good Shepherd Sunday, that time when every year we hear the familiar and comforting stories of Jesus as the ultimate Good Shepherd, that kindly and concerned God who seeks us out, carries us on his shoulders, and cares deeply for each and every one of his sheep. Combined with the 23rd Psalm, these stories of the Good Shepherd are particularly popular with Christians, and most churches have, somewhere in their buildings, at least one image of Jesus with the sheeply members of his flock. So it's a feel-good sort of Sunday as we tap into childlike memories and warm feelings of the beloved and friendly Shepherd. This particular gospel, however, adds a few layers onto that warm and fuzzy image. Today, we heard Jesus say that his sheep would know the sound of his voice, and he added that he was the gate for the sheep. Both of these don't subtract from the Good Shepherd story, but they do carry some implications about it. For it seems that we must learn to listen to and recognize Jesus' voice, and we must understand that ultimately, Jesus is the gate to the flock, both of which may have some consequences in our lives of faith. So, the first question for us today might be, how do we hear Jesus' voice? Do we listen for it? Do we seek it out? How do we do that? And the answers to those questions are as individual as each person here, but there are probably some basic practices that would help us to hear Jesus' voice, such as prayer, meditation, worship, and the study of Scripture. And for me, it's that last one, the study of Scripture, that has been the most influential in my life. With seminary and then ordained ministry, I have been immersed in studying the Bible pretty much weekly for the last 20 years, and nothing has changed me more profoundly than this constant immersion in Scripture, most particularly the four Gospels. So over the years, I have changed from someone who sought mostly comfort and support from the Bible to a woman who has been changed personally, politically, and spiritually. And while I will always struggle with my more selfish inclinations and the pull of the culture, I know that the voice of Jesus has indelibly changed my heart. So now, I don't just hear Jesus' voice in the Bible, but also in between the lines of newspaper articles about war or refugees or those who are starving for food or shelter. I hear Jesus' voice in the dementia ward of the nursing home, in the cheers at a softball game, in the singing of children, and in the voice of the man on the street corner as I hand him a few dollars out the car window. And I hear his voice in the love of my family, in the laughter of a friend, and in the big smile of a stranger. And that list can go on, because really, Jesus speaks to us just about everywhere. And what I have learned over the years is that listening for the voice of Jesus is challenging and comforting and difficult and joyful and demanding. It is wonderful and it is terrifying. It is uplifting and at times it is absolutely heartbreaking. Which means then that many Christians don't even really try. Instead, they either assume that Jesus agrees with or even says the very same things they do, or they take his voice in very small doses, maybe at church or in the occasional prayer. Because in all honesty, Life is much more comfortable without his voice echoing all around us. But listening to and following Jesus is what we are made to do. And it is what we commit to when we claim to be Christians. So think about it. How do you listen? What do you hear? And how has it changed you? Because if we aren't changed by the voice of Jesus Christ, then most likely we are not listening close enough. And finally, Jesus said in today's gospel that he is the gate. And an easy image we can get from that is that he will protect his sheep and keep the wolves and all the bad sheep out, which makes sense. But take it a step further. Jesus is the gate. Not us, not the church, or our doctrines or judgments or prejudices, and not politicians or mega churches or those voices that yell the loudest. No, Jesus is the gate. And he knows and who truly follows him. He knows our hearts. He knows our struggles. He knows whatever there is to know about humankind. And my guess is that in his compassion and mercy, and luckily for us, that gate swings open a lot wider than any of us could ever imagine. Which challenges us then to be generous, open-hearted Christians, trusting that Jesus not only has our backs, but we'll also sort everyone and everything out. And really, we don't have to worry about it. We just have to listen for him, and we have to love each other. Which all means that, in the end, today is a good Sunday, Good Shepherd Sunday, and a favorite one for all those who love the Good Shepherd image. However, if we find ourselves hanging on to the Good Shepherd in a childlike way, pinning our hopes on an easy and friendly image of God, or if our only image of Jesus is that of a kindly and watchful caregiver, then we probably need to move on. Because Jesus is God, not our personal assistant, or not that nice guy that we just greet sometimes on Sundays. Jesus is God and expects things of us. He expects actions and words and sacrifices that will change the world and draw the kingdom of God ever nearer for every single one of God's people. So yes, Jesus is the Good Shepherd, but most likely even good shepherds have to kick a few sheep butts once in a while to get them up and remind them to get going. So, we are to listen for his voice. We are to learn his voice well. And we are to know that if we are brave enough, then we will be changed by hearing that voice. And in all that listening, and in all that living, Jesus will still be our shepherd, our guide, and our safe place to be. But he will also be our inspiration and our role model, the one who beckons us to follow him and to be of service, and the one who throws wide open the gate and welcomes us and welcomes everyone else in. Amen.